Last month, a movie called White on Rice won the Audience Award at the San Diego Asian Film Festival. It's directed by David Boyle. He's just 27, but he's already written and directed two features, Big Dreams in Little Tokyo and now White on Rice. And the characters in both are almost exclusively Japanese or Japanese-American. What's surprising is that Boyle is a white guy from Utah, a practicing member of the Church of Latter-day Saints. And it turns out he's never even been to Japan, not even on his Mormon mission.
Most of Mormon guys go on a mission for 2 years, starting when you're 19, where you go and teach about your religion. You also do a lot of community service. So when the letter came that had my assignment in it, it said that you are going to Sydney, Australia, Japanese speaking. And I didn't really know what that meant. I think everybody has probably seen Mormon missionaries riding around on bikes with the guys with the white shirts and name tags, and so that's pretty much what you do all day. My first film, Big Dreams, Little Tokyo, was kind of loosely based on my mission experience. The movie is about this guy named Boyd Wilson who always wears a suit and rides around on a bike, peddling a book door to door. Even just from that description, it sounds like it could be something about a Mormon missionary.
Be sure never to knock four times. The Japanese word for four is the same as the word for death. It's very bad luck, just like 13.
Yes, can I help you?
Hello, ma'am. How are you today? My name is Boyd. I'm a businessman.
But the difference is that Boyd is trying really hard to fit in with Japanese culture. He speaks pretty decent Japanese, and he sort of carries himself like a really bad stereotype of a Japanese businessman, and because of that, never really ends up fitting in with Japanese culture.
Who are you?
Oh, 私、ボイド・ウィルソンと申します。ビジネスマンです。
But there was a moment when I was on my mission, we just sort of realized the amount of material that we had accumulated in the 2 years in Australia, being in this sort of multicultural environment and trying to learn a foreign language in an English-speaking country. And it just hit me there that, you know, I had enough stories to tell for the rest of my life. White on Rice tells the story of Hajime Beppu, who is a recent divorcee from Japan who moves to Salt Lake City and moves basically crashes at his sister's place and ends up staying there for a couple of years and driving his whole family crazy.
Oh, hello, Bob. How's your school?
Mom says to go wash your hands and pick up dinner.
Thank you, Bob.
Japanese humor is a little bit crazier. It definitely has a little bit more punch to it than American humor. But at the same time, there's a subtlety to it.
Hey. Oh, I'm sorry. You're in pajamas.
It's okay.
Good thing you aren't naked or something.
Yeah.
I felt a lot of responsibility to make sure that it wasn't stereotypical or anything, and it's funny. I read an interview with James Shamus, who writes all of Ang Lee's movies, including Eat, Drink, Man, Woman, and all the movies that Ang Lee made in Taiwan, and he was talking about writing for those films and how whenever he did too much research about the culture, it came back feeling really inauthentic. But when he just wrote using his own family as a model, then it translated fine into, you know, the Taiwanese families that he was writing about. And with that in mind, I wrote a lot of the stuff about the family life in just based on my own family.
Your parents are arguing about something, but don't worry. I don't think they will get a divorce.
Great.
It's hard to be an adult. Lots of things to worry about, like the water bill.
You know, what American audiences always say is that the films feel really different from what they're used to. And I take that as a compliment, because that's, I mean, what I was going for was to be, at the very least, different. You know, I actually haven't shown either of my films in Japan yet, so I'm very curious to see the opposite reaction, how that goes.
Filmmaker David Boyle You can find out where his new one, White on Rice, is playing at studio360.org. Our story was produced by Lisa Kahayama.